about that. In other words, we don't want to continue like yesterday. We don't want to continue with good, bad, right or wrong, projecting all our feelings onto the world. Like, the more we can take true responsibility for ourselves, for our placement, for our frequency, for our consciousness, love will arrive, and love will arrive strongly. But we have to take full possession. We're not waiting for love out there. We're not waiting for abundance out there. We're not waiting for a smiling face even out there. We're learning to sing our own song. We're learning to honor our own broadcast. We're learning to smile wide. So that smiling wide is like with your increasing capacity to serve your light, your truth, your holiness. And so the more that we realize that all of the bumps, all of the downward persuasions, all of the follies are really inside, waiting to be healed, waiting to be restored, waiting to be remembered, waiting to be filled up, so that it's really about examining our inner landscape. It's really about examining our inner glow, meaning like allowing that light and really, how would I say this, like taking that responsibility for where you're still believing in the darkness being the absence of light. So as you will be your own tutor, as you will be your own spokesman, as you will be your own favorite friend is just think about having a friend nearby. It's like, I need a little help. Well, you're your own favorite friend. So when you find the blemishes, when you find the sorrow, it's like you're providing instant relief. And that instant relief is your own inner container, meaning your light, your love, your beautiful inner landscape. So allow yourselves to transform with ease. Transform with ease is you don't need any other person, place, or thing to change at all whatsoever. You're transforming your life inside in allowing that light to take over, allowing that light to speak for you, allowing that light to really take true possession. And so when we do that, we go beyond the past consciousness. We go beyond the void. We go beyond past inheritance. We go past all of the cloud formations, and we open up to our sunshine at last. So allow that inner beauty to speak to you. There's some kind of like, how would I say that? Like at once, but it's at once in mass. So that means you may have been waiting for a particular answer, but the answer is like so much larger than you could imagine. Like you're just looking for a pretty penny and they're trying to hand you $100 bill. And it's like, where's my penny? So the reason they're sharing that, it's very important to drop, how would I say this? The reason we're looking for the pretty penny is we're still sort of like trapped in our own old dollhouse, meaning our old lifestyle. So we think all we need is a penny to make our garden grow. Well, we may be moving into a mansion. We may be moving into a new address. So we don't need a penny. We need an acre of land. We who knows what we need. So the more that we allow that light to shine, how would I say this? It's sort of like breaking up where you're focusing. And when I'm looking at us, we're all focusing on the past to whatever extent. and so there's a ray of sunshine. There's a ray of like jubilation that's picking us up strongly. So just think about like a gust of wind, you know, like just picking you up and carrying you. Now think about light. Think about a rainbow, like taking you beyond the horizon, taking you beyond what you could see yesterday, taking you beyond your small vision of self. So the more that you will trust your true alma mater, meeting your true self, your true connection to source, your true ensemble. Now here's the important part. When I'm sharing this, oh, what did I say? Like trusting your true alma mater, trusting your true connection to source, something like that. You're going beyond your personal history. So it's not like, oh, they're setting you up straight somewhere along your past personal history. It's not that at all. It's like you're opening up above, meaning opening up to your higher self, opening up to your I am presence, opening up to your soul's transfers of faith, meaning what your soul has in mind for the rest of this lovely incarnation. As you will try, as you will decide, as you will, how would I say that? They're saying like relieve yourself at last, but what they mean is relieve yourself of like your limited perception of self. So it's like allowing your garden to grow, allowing your placement to shine. So when they're saying placement to shine, there is so much more light that is now possible for us to enjoy as we will fill up, as we will radiate. So for some of us, filling up, being powerful, being strong, radiating, was not particularly welcomed by others that were in a lower consciousness state. And it's very important because when I'm looking at us, there's a little bit of timidness or caution or you go first and I'll watch sort of thing versus really trusting source, trusting God consciousness, trusting your higher self, trusting the light where it's your privilege to choose. So in other words, it's like functioning with limited tools, functioning with only half of myself, functioning really blind because in our physical sight, we don't see true reality. It's like, it's not really so fulfilling. It's like I'm still missing something. Like, are you sure I have all the parts I need? And so when we welcome in that sunshine at last, we turn ourselves on complete. So we're going beyond what we've been taught in our history. The generations before us didn't know. They couldn't teach us. They didn't know either. So there's no error, but there's no need to stay committed to like past instructions or past energies that aren't very fulfilling, that are lacking, that keep us hungry, that keep us guessing, that keep us separated from all that we are. So allow yourself that instant transfer of faith. So it's sort of like, okay, I'm all in. Whatever you say, my higher awareness, whatever you say goes. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to come home. So coming home again is with your eternal self, is with your holy presence, is with love's arrival. What we want, the love that we think we want in other people, the abundance that we think we want from out there, whatever it is we think we want, we're actually delivering it to ourselves. So it's all about releasing the brakes, releasing the sorrow, releasing the past, and again, enjoying your liberation, enjoying your true worth, enjoying your increase eternal. So that increase eternal, it's sort of like an ongoing ascension. So just think of a well. Like you can go and get a drink of water anytime you want. Like it's just never ending. It's always there. It's always available as you will decide to partake. So we really want to take responsibility for what we're partaking of. Are we still blaming the past? Are we blaming ourselves? Are we blaming others? Are we still in conflict? Are we still in the war zone? The war zone being war consciousness. That's the realm we all incarnated into. That is leaving us. That's like stepping on by. In essence, it's there if you insist upon it, but there's a new establishment. There's a new consciousness. There's a new draw to be seen, to be accessed, to be acquired, to be enhanced, to be focused on, to avail yourself of. as you will only try. So this means when we look at our consciousness, when we look at our conflict, you know, or towards us, it's like we want to step above that. We want to excuse that in totality, because that just leaves us dry. That just leaves us wanting. That just like increases our faith in separation. So who the heck needs more of that? So allow yourselves to advance. Allow yourselves that liberal pleasure with delight. So when they're saying liberal pleasure with delight, it's almost like a buffet or something. Like, can I feed you? Can I hand you more plates? Would you like to take a plate of dessert? You can have that for later. You can take that home for tomorrow. Like I'm just packing you like to-go boxes. Like, it's just never ending. See, we really want to feel that. It's such a radical shift from how we've been programmed. Like our minds can't even conceive of it. Cannot even conceive it, but if you think about it, if we are image of the Creator, and the Creator is all, there's no limit, there's no lack. It's all like a trick of the mind. And so what we're doing is we're fast returning with accelerated motion. So we want to really feel this fast, accelerated, in motion, happening now, instantly. So allow the gifts to be orchestrated, to be seen. When I say seen, they don't mean in the physical. It's like felt, sensed, invited in. When I'm saying this to you, it's sort of like God consciousness is all around me. And how would I say this? Like, it's the best thing in the room. I mean, I could have $1 million sculptures, and I guarantee you the God consciousness is the best thing in the room. So allow yourselves to receive at last. Receive every note. Every note is, don't stop. Don't just take it. Well, I'll just take a little, see how I do. just receive. The more that we can enjoy receiving, like almost without even trying, we'll be convinced to come back. And that's the important part. Because we want to start operating from that higher awareness. It's not just the media. It's the consciousness of your friends, your family, your neighbors. It's really, it's just really everywhere that's going to talk you down. Not because they don't love you. It's just they don't have the love inside yet. They don't have the light inside yet. They don't understand who they are and their holiness. So it's so important. I'm trying to finish this transmission, and they're just like, you got to hear this. It's so important to be aware, meaning it's so important to stay awake, because if you don't, you're going to get trapped in the fear again, because we're shifting from one system to another. And so the more that we can stay awake, the more that we can stay sincere, the more we can stay conscious, we're going to really be on the move. We're going to really start, you know, strutting, you know, into the promised land, into that new field of vision, because we understand, how would I say that? Like, I want to say what's at stake, but I don't mean that like in a scary way or whatever. Like, it's more like, if I don't stay awake, I don't get to keep having and claiming and taking full possession of all that I'm entitled to. That, you know, it's so funny. It's a little like if, like, go to this store, they're handing out free stuff just for today. And, you know, typically people would be running over themselves, like standing in lines, you know, hours, because they're giving something free. Well, here's higher consciousness for free. All day long, every day, and we're busy looking other ways. We're looking in other directions. So allow yourselves to receive your new birthing, or allow yourselves to receive your new pleasuring. Allow yourselves to receive your new obligation to self. Oh my gosh, so beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Receive, receive, receive.